Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, and I'm here with Tom Spence. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's going well.
Okay, a little hot?
Always hot.
You're hot. Okay, you're hot.
All
right. All right. And in our studio, we have Scott Kavanaugh. And Scott is from, where are you from?
I'm from Stronghold Schools.
Yes, one of my advertisers and sponsors. But not only that, I really love what you guys do there and what you stand for. And it's right here in Ventura. It's actually an alternative for kids that, you know, want to actually go through school a little faster, right? I mean, that, yes. You guys expedite that right off the bat. And not only that, if you just feel like your child isn't working in the traditional school, you guys have an amazing option there. I mean, and I'm really excited. You know, we've had Paul, we've had Christy, and now today we have Scott, who is one of the teachers there. And Scott, you've actually homeschooled your children too, right?
Yes, I did. My son, Jason, he was 15. Well, he's 15 now. But when he was going through middle school, my wife and I were absolutely terrified about sending him to middle school because it just seemed like it, oh, for all intents and purposes, looked like an amazing waste of time. They weren't learning much. And I really wanted him to be prepared for high school. So there was really no other option available for us because we live in the San Fernando Valley. And we just simply were kind of decided, okay, well,
that's where we did the same thing with our two boys. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I just want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you have chosen us to listen to. I know there's lots of choices out there. And we talk about anything that can add value to your life every day in every way. And my next guest is also going to be talking about the 11 days in May, and it's J.D. Messinger, and the power of thought and unlimited human potential. So please stay with us with that one. And also then we have Dr. Marty Lerman, and his book is Mind Shift, Your Life Doesn't Have to Suck. He tells you, hypnotize, it's all about mindset. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about all that. I want to remind you, if for any reason you're walking into a meeting and you can't listen to any of my shows or finish it, you can always go and download them on iTunes or go to KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. And, of course, I want to remind you, I hope that you listen this morning at 6 o'clock to our 6 to 7 show. It is our wake-up time, and we talk about kind of a little bit about everything. That one I have my husband joining me. I can't quite get him on both shows, but I'm excited to be here. So I do want to give out our phone number. If you have something going on in the 805 that you want to spread the word about, give me a call. I'd love to have you on, talk about it. Give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Well, let's welcome Scott again, Scott Kavanaugh from Stronghold School right here in Ventura. I love Ventura. There's so many things happening out here. But, you know, I know that you guys are just starting to grow and you've got, it's really the word's getting out there, which is cool. But tell everybody, what is Stronghold School?
Well, yeah, thanks, Kim. I really appreciate this opportunity. And, yeah, Stronghold Schools is a really unique and different alternative to the traditional education system. And what I mean by alternative is the kids are being educated, and we're following the California standards, but we're not doing it in the way and the manner that traditional schools do it. And what makes us so unique and different is, of course, our approach and the variety of fields that our teachers and staff have behind their backs, which you know, we're actually coming from a perspective of having been out in the workforce and varying different industries and jobs. And so what we're bringing to the table is not just simply a lifelong teacher's kind of experience of teaching kids a certain, you know, every year, fifth grade or sixth grade or 12th grade or whatever it is that perhaps a regular teacher would do, but we're also bringing all of our life experiences to the table.
I think that is so important, too. I mean, remember when we used to have to, you know, we had cooking classes and you know, wood class, that kind of stuff. That was great. Now, it's really more about academic. It's trying to really pay other people's bills, our government's bills. It's not the passion that's behind it. And that's why I really believe in your school. And I think that's what our children need. They need to know those life skills. And yeah. I think that's a lot. You know, one, I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from New Zealand.
Yeah. I mean, that is so cool right there. But you are very passionate with your students. And so talk to us. Like, what is an average day like at Stronghold?
An average day for a student starts around 8 in the morning. Some of the students will come a little bit earlier, and for those that do come earlier, we open our doors up at 7, and some of them will spend some time working on projects. Our whole day is focused on projects.
What's a project? What would be a project?
Well, a project is really a series of, instead of teaching according to, okay, we're on chapter 6 and chapter 7, and now we're going to, once we're done with that, we're going to move on to chapter 8. And depending on the subject, we combine all of the subjects into a project. So, for example, a water project, whereas, like, one of the ones that we were looking into was the water solutions for Ventura County, and specifically Ventura City. There was amazing number of diverse kind of things going on in Ventura, and I'm totally amazed about what's going on. I'm like learning along with the students in many respects.
That's how I am on my radio show. I just keep learning. I feel like it's school on air, you know?
Right, and very much that way. And so what they do is they learn based upon trying to come up with solutions to real-world problems. They learn their math. They learn their English language, arts, all of those things. They learn their science. They learn their art. They learn all of the subjects, but it's for a purpose instead of just simply, okay, we're on algebra, you know, quadratic equations today. And, you know, most kids, I don't know if you're anything like me, would just be like snoring in the back of the room.
I was going to say boring, boring, yeah, boring,
exactly.
Right? And so, you know, I mean, school, if you're not passionate, you could really, like you said, get bored there.
Yes.
But what do you do with a kid that's bored?
Well, usually what we do is we actually, the most important thing is we identify what's missing in their life. And funnily enough, if you ask them, most times they'll tell you. And
really?
If you kind of get away from the, let's, you know, tell them, look, honestly, in your heart, what is it that you're wanting to do with your life?
Do they know?
Sometimes they don't. And in fact, often they don't. And that's really important to understand, too, because so often, you know, we're trying to push our kids or students into some kind of a cookie-cutter approach to, okay, well, you're going to be a scientist, and you're going to be an engineer. And
yeah, whatever the parents do, usually that's what you think your kids should do. You know, my husband and I were like, don't do this, you know. No, but, you know, I mean, that's really what they start to learn, and then they kind of tend to go that direction, although I do have two hairdressers and, you know, stylists, and so who knows, right?
Exactly, and they don't know. And so if they can admit that, number one, they're not sure about what they want to do, and regardless of really what they want to do, understand deep down that the happiness comes from within them and not so much from whether I've got a high-paying job or I've got no job or I'm surfing or I'm not surfing or whatever it may be that they externally find happiness in. But we really try to encourage them to look right from the first day to get there on what's your internal happiness, where's that coming from? And often what ends up happening, and it doesn't matter if it's a student who perhaps has done some really challenging things in life and had to spend some time either, you know, in probation or incarcerated or, you know, maybe has just had
they
a
went down the
run.
Wrong road, right?
Exactly.
For a little bit. You can always turn your day around. And I that's what I really love about your school. You know, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking to Scott Cavanaugh. I'm like so excited to get your name right. From Stronghold School. And I'm Kim, your host. I'm here with Tom Spence. And, you know, we're talking about your children. I mean, if you have gotten to your kids to, you know, pretty much elementary school is pretty easy. Tom, are you with me on that?
Yes.
Okay. But then when they start to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, either get the wrong friends or maybe get their own mindset of what they think they should be doing, and you start to lose that parent control. And I don't want to say that we're controlling our kids, but you want to guide your kids in the right way. And traditional school isn't working because, you know, and I think it's good for a lot of kids, but it wasn't good for my, you know, two sons. It was to a point where we actually wanted to do other things in our lives. One of my sons is a racer, and so we were traveling all the time, and traditional school wasn't accepting in that. And then my other son, you know, he couldn't concentrate. And so it was, you know, well, if this isn't the way you do it, then there wasn't a way. So they weren't able to kind of work around that. And I love that that's what you do.
Yes, and with regards to your son who is not able to concentrate, that was me.
Okay.
I you know, and the biggest problem for me was that I had not found my passion in my life until I was around about 15 or 16. And, you know, in New Zealand, I had an opportunity to try many different things. And that was kind of how school was set up. And I found my passion.
What was your passion?
Well, it was construction at that time.
Oh, really?
And audio engineering, actually, funnily enough. That was the two things that I loved doing the most.
Now, were you resistant in trying to try those? Because, you know, my one son, I'm not going to like that, so I'm not even going to try it. A lot of kids, I'm sure you guys' kids are like that out there, right?
Yeah. Most kids fear what they don't know.
And I think a lot of parents fear what they don't know, too. I mean, we're always, you know, if you're trying to get into a new career and you're like, oh, I'm never going to be, all I know is this, you know, to work in an office. How can I go out feel? You yes. know, there's, right?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, it's that fear which holds people back. And it doesn't matter whether you're 6 or 7 years old or whether you're 40 years old. It's funny. It's just, it's like this unseen energy that kind of holds you back. And one of the what makes our system work is our what we call our spiritual perspective, and that is we're not proselytizing a religion or anything like that. All we're simply saying is that God never made you a fault with you when you were created, that you're not broken.
Yeah, you hear that on their commercials on my show, is that no child is broken.
Yes.
And I love that because every child should have an opportunity. And some, you know, parents get frustrated and they don't know where to turn for help. And here it is right here at Stronghold School right here in Ventura County.
Absolutely. So. And a couple of students we're working with right now, one of the underlying themes actually that we keep actually observing and coming up with is that the idea of character, honesty, you know, number one is honesty, of course, honesty with themselves and honesty with their parents and everybody else. And then there's the idea of compassion, of doing things for other people. And what we've noticed is even at a very young age, like we got a couple of 7-year-old students right now who...
Oh, you do? You have so... Okay, so what are your ages?
Basically, from age, really, we had a joke at once, which was...
Yeah,
well,
to
maybe
80.
Six,
yeah.
Six okay. to 60, and it was like, okay, well, maybe let's say if you can move around and have an aspiration to want to change your life, I know a few 70, 80-year-olds that are kind of in that boat. Well, let's do that then. And
right.
So really, if it's really from age 6 to 80, and...
Do you ever get older people that come back?
We've had a few.
Really?
We actually have, yes. Yeah, some, and I think the oldest person that we've had so far was in their mid-50s. And he was just wanting to change his life, make a difference in his life. He was way off on the wrong path. and needed some structure and
Tom,
help.
There's hope for us.
Yes, I'm looking for the path now.
I'm telling you, yeah.
And we've also had some older, compared to students, but, you know, in their mid-40s and early 50s who have been wanting to make changes in their careers. Kind of like what you were mentioning earlier, where you're so stuck in a rut that you don't know what else is available. What other options are there? And often they've never had the opportunity or been inspired to ask themselves, well, what are you really passionate about in life? And, you know, if it's helping people, whether it be, your career being a real estate agent and you're really dissatisfied with that, or your career being as a medical assistant somewhere, successful, but nonetheless dissatisfied. And, you know, often when you actually ask them the question, well, what is it you really want to do with your life? It could be as varying as, you know, I would really like to have a clothing store, or I would really like to be a financial advisor, or I just want to help people.
So Stronghold would take them down that road.
Yes.
You know what? Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about Stronghold School. We've got Scott Cavanaugh in here and also myself and Tom. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with. And our students do.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, we're talking right now. We're talking to Scott Cavanaugh, and he is from Stronghold School, and we're talking about they kind of have a whole different way of looking at our children. And I love it. It's kind of like I always call it rose-colored glasses, you know. You see the good in everybody that walks through your door. And I think that that's pretty awesome and amazing. And that's kind of how parents look at their children. But sometimes we get frustrated, you know. And so I always say, you know, take a different approach. I keep trying to look at, okay, how do I look at this differently so I can learn from it? And so take us through one of your children that you have in there, your students, and talk to us where they started, where they began, where they are today.
Definitely. Thank you. One of our students comes to mind. He's 15 years old, from the Valley, San Fernando Valley, that is, and travels all the way over here to go to school every day because it's well,
obviously, because
chance.
It's Stronghold, right?
Yes,
yeah,
right.
There you go. I like it.
So he came to us with absolutely no high school credits. 15, had finished, really looking at finishing ninth grade with nothing. He had tickets galore and many of them, almost all of them, were unpaid and had no hope of looking at paying for them, had no hope in life, didn't know what he wanted to do, had a serious addiction to marijuana, and was not at all looking, didn't know where to look for help. And so
did he come to you or his parents?
Actually, it was his uncle who we had also helped, that had said to him, you need to get your life on the right path.
To the uncle?
No, his uncle.
To
the young man.
His nephew, yeah.
And, you know, the young man was very inspired by the changes that he'd seen in his uncle. He was like, I don't know what that looks like, you know. I don't know what, really, for lack of a better word, and he didn't say these words, but in essence, what everything kind of added up to, he didn't know what hope looked like. And so he came over, he spent one day with us, and he loved it, and basically was like, okay, cool, I want to go.
Now, he didn't have a lot of funds, obviously, right?
No,
okay, I know that my listeners are probably thinking, this is really expensive, it's a private school. Talk to us a little bit. I mean, I know we're kind of on that right track, but what if people don't have a lot of money?
We've never turned anybody away because of their inability to be able to afford like a total top class private education. We work with everyone based upon their individual circumstance and their situation. And the most important thing to us and to them should be, for them, is do you want to change your life? And if you do, and if you can imagine yourself being better than where you're at right now, then let's talk. And if, you know, if they can't admit to themselves that they are willing to change or they want something better, then honestly, there's not much anyone can do until they're at that point. But if they are, then we're willing to work with anybody.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. And anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about Stronghold School right here in Ventura. I mean, your student had to drive all the way from the valley. And this is something that we offer right here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and if you think, oh, I can't afford it or anything, go talk to them. Go talk to Paul, Christy, Scott, any of them. And just walk in and get an interview, an appointment. You guys are so open and laid back. You know, bring your child in there. Just see what they have. I mean, you have these beautiful Apple computers all over, my favorite, of course, right? But not only that, it's just, it's positive. They've got positive sayings all over. You've got a dog in there, right?
Right.
What's your dog's name?
It was April. April had to leave, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she, again, being considerate of all things, we were really loving the energy that she was bringing to the school, but she wasn't happy there.
Aww.
And so, like with everybody, if you know,
that's you know what, happy, and that wow. So you guys found a different place for because and that's really what it's all about. It's about finding your happiness wherever you are, and living your life
at
your fullest.
That exists within.
Yeah, I love it. Really quick, tell us where your student is today.
Okay, yeah. So the young man I'm referring to, it was 15 years. He's still 15 years old. He hasn't even turned 16 yet.
So this has been a short process.
Very short, yes. He came to us, like I said, with no high school credits, no hope. And, you know, he seemed just totally unmotivated. And, you know, you could lay some TNT under there to try and get things moving. And it was very challenging for his, especially his mom. I think his mom, in so many respects, had given up. And so we worked with him. And, again, working on that aspect of, you know, what is really deficient in your life? Where is it you're feeling not happy? And working on that and helping him to see the better, the light within him, the good that exists, so that, you know, all these negative things that happened in the past don't define who you are today.
Oh, God, I love that.
And if you want to make that change today, well, you can. But also to be well aware that the consequences of your past actions are still there, and not to look at them in a negative light. So what he did is we got him, helped him get a job. It's part of our program. And with the money that he earned from his job, he was able to pay off his tickets. So he's now free and clear of all his tickets. We went down to the judge that was down in Van Nuys, and basically...
And you guys went with him.
We went with him.
I mean, that is just, wow.
We brought everybody along and essentially supported him. And, you know, were his advocates there. And the judge was really impressed with the fact that here was a young man who had done so many things that were off and had now been made such a momentous change in his life that he reduced the cost of his tickets tremendously, gave him what seemed like the dream community service program, and he was able to achieve all of the things that he wanted to do. So now, even at the age of 15, he's clear. He can now start working towards his driver's license, which we're doing. And he, while all that was going on, we were working with him academically. And he was able to take the CHESPE, which is the
equivalent to the high school diploma, or exam.
Exactly, yeah. It's the California High School Proficiency Exam. And basically, he passed his language arts section. And he failed his math section, but he's going to take it again in October. And there's a very good, we're absolutely sure, because of where he was when he took it just recently, that he's going to fly through the October one. And when he does that, he's done. High school's over. And we can now work and focus on
his life.
Yeah. And we haven't sold him short on any of the subjects that he needed to learn. He was able to learn all of them, because obviously to be able to pass the exam, you've got to know your subjects. And again, it was just working with him on that issue of, you know, many kids come to you and say, oh, I'm really terrible at math, or I'm really great, or I'm terrible
at language arts. They've already painted that picture.
And they make it a reality for themselves.
Right, and I hate to say it, sometimes when you're in school and you do bad, some of the teachers say, oh, well, I'm not even going to waste my time, because they've got 30 other kids that they have to work with. So,
and it's important, I think, distinction to make, too, because the regular education system is the best system for where it's at. But it's broken. It's the we're in a different age now where things are moving so fast. And the teachers, bless their hearts, are trying their very best. But when you've got 30 students per class, 5-6 classes a day, trying to keep track of all of these things.
No, there's no question. Yeah, it's hard.
Hearts are in it, but the objectives are so difficult based upon where the system's at.
Right.
And who ends up losing out are the students, and really the teachers, because they become uninspired.
Right.
And though they want to do the best thing for them.
And I have to say, on the teacher's behalf, it's hard to deal with children that don't want to learn.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if everybody's going down the pack and one person wants to not do it, it's hard to do that. You know, I love Stronghold School. I love what they stand for. Give out, what's the phone number for the school?
It's 805. I was just about to say 818. It's 805-701-2999.
Okay. And they're located right here. It's on Palma?
Right off of Palma Drive. If you were to go up or down the 101 and you'd exit telephone, and it's on the west side.
Correct.
And go down to Market Street and take a left, go to Palma, take a left, and we're right actually there. The old Fred Evans Remax building.
Ah,
right there
you
first
go.
Floor.
All right. Well, I love it. Thank you so much. And again, if anybody is interested in finding out, please make an appointment. Just go in and talk to Paul, Christy, Scott, any of them there. They can totally help you. I want to bring on my next guest, who is J.D. Messenger. His book is 11 Days in May, and he's learned the power of thought and the unlimited human potential. So, JD, are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
How are you, Kim?
Good.
Thanks for having me back. It's great talking with you.
You're welcome. So, how are you doing? What's going on in your life?
Oh, I'm focusing on all those things that we talk about, you know, maintaining a positive attitude and being happy and staying in the flow. And, you know, because it's not something you do once. You know, even the authors, you know, you got to practice what you preach.
Right. There's no question. And it's hard to wake up every day in a positive way, you know? I mean, you have to, you know, it's funny. I talked to my dad today. He's like, woke up kind of in a foul mood today. And I was like, why? What's going on? And he goes, I don't know, just a little bit of everything. You know, well, we all get like that. I mean, Scott, have you ever woken up in a bad mood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got
Tom,
three kids.
How about you? You know?
It has happened every once in a while at 2:30.
Yeah. Thanks a lot at 2:30, huh? Okay. So, you know, but I mean, it's just, that's what life is, but how do you turn your day around? And, you know, to me, what I've really started to learn is gratitude. If the first thing you do is look at all the things that you are grateful for, gosh, I mean, how can you be sad? And if you can't get past that, go help somebody. When you go and help somebody else and you redirect that thought of who you are and that poor me or what I'm going through, you know, you've already diversified your thoughts. So what's your thought on that, JD?
Well, I mean, we're talking about thoughts, and so I like to think about thoughts. And when you think about your thoughts change.
There you go.
You know, that's really the whole point.
Yeah.
Is, you know, our brain is a supercomputer, and it is the most powerful supercomputer in the world. I mean, to put it in perspective, you know, these super Cray computers, which are processing hundreds of trillions of transactions every billionth of a second. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But the strange thing is your mind, my mind, is millions of times faster and more powerful. And it's sending 100 trillion electrical impulses to 100 trillion cells, keeping us walking and talking and chewing gum.
Right.
And, you know, you can read books like Dr. Phil's Self Matters, and he'll talk about the tapes and defining moments and pivotal people or something like that. I forget his three terms. Critical choices, defining moment, pivotal people, something. But the point is that we have events and experiences that impact us, and they become memories, and they get stored in our cells. And one of the stories I talk about in one of the parables in 11 Days in May is the time when I was yelling at my wife for wearing her pajamas in front of someone who embarrassed me early in the morning. And, you know, I was, I don't know, 45, 48, or something like that. And I realized that that was like, you know, where did that come from? I mean, I was angry, I was upset, but I was present enough to know that that wasn't me, that there was something wrong. And I meditated on it, sort of self-hypnosis techniques, you know, that we learn. And I'm a very visual person, and so I see things. You know, I think we talked about that, how I wrote the book. I just saw the words, and I just kind of scribed them. Well, I had a flashback and saw, I was like 12 years old, and I walked into my front door at 3:30 in the afternoon with friends from school behind me, and there was my mother, who was very old and very sick, in her pajamas, and it was really embarrassing.
And so that flashback with your wife, huh?
What this program that was installed in me is when someone who represented my mother embarrassed me wearing pajamas, the angry switch, you know, went on. And here it was 25 years later, that happened, and boom, it triggers. And so, you know, and we have hundreds and hundreds of these things inside us, and there's a number of them mentioned. I call them faulty, limited, and outdated programs. And we have to discover the source, and you can do that. You know, some of them are simple. You can do it by just, you know, focusing on what is the fear, what is the emotion, what was the issue. Many of them are much deeper and subconscious, and you have to meditate or even have hypnosis or regression or something. But then there's this supercomputer, which is picking up when we say we wake up in a bad mood. You know, we all are like that. Well, our brain, you know, I was a submarine officer, and I'm this left brain nuclear engineer kind of guy, and so I take all of these sort of physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual things, and I have to go through my left brain analysis. And I think of our heads like a sonar dome, which is sending and receiving impulses. And like when I was trying to trace a Russian submarine underwater, I'd hear all this background noise, the singing whales and snapping shrimp, and that interferes with my ability to hear the target. So We put filters in and block that. So right now, you and I, our supercomputer, which is a billion times more powerful than an iPhone, and iPhones send and receive documents. We can be any one of 6 billion people anywhere in the world and pick up our messages, right?
Right.
Okay, that's because we got a unique ID. Well, our head is no different. We have a unique ID, and we are naturally inclined to receive information that we are telling the universe that we want. You know, we've set our intentions, we set our motivations, and we wake up and we're picking up that information, just like, you know, the sonar dome and just like an iPhone.
Right.
And so when you said early on, go be grateful, you know, go out and do something nice for someone, what you're doing is you're changing the filter.
No question. And I think that we all have emotional patterns that are in our brains that when, like you, your thing with your wife in her pajamas, it's something that was in there. And then you now, because of your knowledge, you recognized it and said, oh my God, it just shot out because that's what your brain already knew. And so now you got to change that pattern, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what, you know, we call positive affirmations, you know, writing these statements, I am safe and secure, strong and healthy, I am loved and whatever. But there's a secret to it. You know, it's, you know, some people call it the law of attraction. Greg Braden calls it the secret to prayers. I mean, basically, we're talking about thoughts.
Right. And, you know, and what basically happened was a trigger feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a trigger feeling. You it wasn't even something that you know that you wanted to happen. It's inbred in you.
And you can tell. And I tell people, one of the tips I tell is for people to wear a rubber band on their wrist.
Yes.
And snap out of it. You know, catch yourself as soon as you feel, you know, anger, frustration, lust, you know, suffering. I mean, these are all these flops, faulty, limited, outdated programs. I'm not good enough, whatever it is. Just, you know, snap your wrist. If it's really bad, sometimes I snap my wrist really hard.
Yeah. No, it's a reminder. I mean, as you're right. I mean, and the older you get, the more in place are these, you know, these things that we do to ourselves. Scott, do you guys use a lot of these things at your school?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. The power of thought, like what we're talking about here, is amazingly effective. In fact, it's really underestimated. And if you change your demeanor, if you change your thought process, then pretty much the rest of your body follows. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like with students who are struggling, for example, with the idea of I have an addiction, for example, and they say, oh, I can't get rid of this addiction. Or it's just this has become who I am, or I'm so attached to this. But if they can change their thoughts about that, if they can change their thoughts about perhaps their life, where it is that kind of that point in their life that directed them towards that path, then it stops. The urges begin to change. And over time, you know, when they're obviously being held accountable, either by themselves, if they're strict about it, or having somebody like us hold them accountable to it, the habits change. But it's, you know, it's the thought leads to an action, which leads to a habit, which, you know, leads to essentially a character.
Right. And you know what, JD, Tom, Scott, you know, our kids, when we're all, I mean, I think our time of life right now, we're so much more aware, you know, than years ago of how our parents were brought up, even though I'm sure they had their own struggles at that time. But we are so into our thoughts and our feelings and that kind of thing. So when we're teaching our children, you know, to deal with their thoughts, to deal with their feelings, and to be more positive, I think they're going to be way ahead of us. What's your thought?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that the number one thing is wherever it is that we are at in our own lives, as adults, as parents, that could be the starting point for where our children begin their life.
Correct.
If we can help them learn from the mistakes that we've made, whether it be in our, obviously with our thought process.
By example.
Exactly.
By example, though, right? JD, what was your thought?
Well, I was going to say, I like to call the millennials the most awake generation in the history of humanity. And, you know, they get a bum rap for being, you know, I think Time magazine called them narcissistic and lazy and things like that. But the fact is, they are the most conscious generation in the history of humanity. They know more things about us sharing the same DNA, about us being the air and the water and minerals, that, you know, they don't care about race, sexual orientation, all these things. They have so much knowledge and information. They're frankly struggling with that. But I agree with the gentleman
Scott. Yeah.
Just said about, you know, each generation subsequently gets, you know, sort of more aware. And the issue is attachments. You know, attachments is a thought form. It is a belief that creates a program that drives our behavior. And the more attachments we have to substances, articles, you know, I call them physical things in form, then the more suffering we have. And so we have to break that chain by cutting the attachments. And dependent upon a person's passion, determination, perseverance, you know, willpower and things like that, it can be easy or it can be hard.
No question. You know, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking right now with J.D. Messenger, and his book is 11 Days in May. We're talking about the power of thought and our unlimited human potential. Now, you know, what are some of the tips that you have overcome and that you can share with us?
Well, you know, we talked about the snap out of it, putting a rubber band on your wrist to catch yourself. I firmly believe that our natural state, our natural condition is one of being peaceful and loving and happy and joyful, and that any time we're not in that condition, anything that triggers us, and oftentimes it starts with assumptions and judgments, that's our mind, that's a program, our ego and other programs literally stored in ourselves. So the rubber band, the faster you catch yourself sort of snapping it, the more you are becoming conscious of your thoughts. So that's the first thing you have to do. Now, the second thing you can do, since these are, you know, I like to think of it like a computer. You know, it's a software program running, and you got a virus, and you got to delete that virus. So once you become aware of it, the next thing you got to do is you got to reprogram it, and you reprogram it by changing your thoughts and your behaviors. Like you said, you know, you can go out and, you know, tell people you're grateful, do a good deed for others. You know, and it bounces back. You can write positive statements and affirmations in the first person present tense. Not I will be happy, but I am happy, I feel happy, I look happy. And you got to think it, you got to write it, and you got to feel it. And that's the secret.
And you got to live it.
Yeah. And when you do those three things or four things, you know, write it, think it. Of course, you got to think it first, right? So think it, write it, feel it, live it, or do it.
Right.
It creates it. Now, depending on how stubborn this thing is inside you, you know.
Well, you just got to keep repeating it until it's, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe it will never go, but at least you're back on your track.
Right.
You know, J.D., where do we find your book?
It's available on all the major, you know, online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can visit my website, jdmessenger.com. In fact, I'll give you a 50% off coupon for the listeners out there. If they just go buy it on my website, enter the coupon Friends of JD.
You got it.
And they'll get 50% off.
Perfect.
For Kim.
All right. Well, thank you so much, JD, again. What a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to talk now with Dr. Marty Lerman, and his book is Mind Shift. And we're going to talk about how you can shift your mind with hypnotists and, you know, being hypnotized and kind of a bunch of other things. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all your comments. And, of course, you can always get in touch with me at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008, or at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And if you miss any part of the show and you want to listen, you can always download it on iTunes, or you can go to kimpaganoshow.com. Also, I want to remind you to go onto Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and become a friend. And so then I can let you know what's going on, and you can see all my daily positive thoughts for the day, and just be a part of the Kim Pagano Show. So thank you so much for joining us. Of course, our next guest is Dr. Marty Lerman, and his book is Mind Shift. And Dr. Marty Lerman, are you there?
I am, Kim.
Welcome. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Good. So tell us a little bit about your book, Mind Shift, and it says your little underline is your life doesn't have to suck. What is that all about?
What it's about is about 25 years of my clinical work that I decided needed to get out to people so they could understand just how effective and powerful the subconscious mind can be in creating positive change for people. And that was really the point of writing it. It's been inside my head for a very long time.
Okay, so you're a hypnotist, correct?
I do hypnosis work. I'm a certified psychotherapist.
Okay.
In Texas.
Okay.
And have been accumulating all kinds of interesting clinical stories over the years. And what was really fascinating to me is how these clients transformed what a presenting problem might have been into something much more important to them. And a lot of them make life changes.
So it's kind of like we were just talking with our other couple guests, is it's like the story that you tell yourself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, of who you are. And then you kind of, you know, okay, I'm overweight, or I can't do this project, and I'll never be good at that, or, right? I mean, and so all of a sudden you start to believe that story.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, the messaging process is something we start acquiring during childhood. And it has a lot to do with shaming messages. It has a lot to do with our own limitations that we impose on ourselves. And as we move into adulthood, we take those messages with us. So they become very limiting for us, and it tends to block off our natural creativity, our ability to use our imaginations, and our ability to effectively problem solve. So what we're wanting to do is to open that whole process up for people again so they re-experience what's possible.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, we do it in a number of different ways. The most important way is to get access into that part of the mind. And for me, what I discovered is that using hypnotherapy is a very, very effective tool to that, because typically the only access that we have to our unconscious mind is through our dreams. And for most people, that's a very difficult process to try to make sense out of. So what we want to do is to make it something that we can make sense out of in a waking state. which is how effective hypnosis can be for people.
Wow. And can everybody be hypnotized?
Pretty much. Generally, the only ingredient that we need is the ability to imagine. Almost all human beings have the ability to imagine things being different or the same or more enhanced. And as long as we can bring in the imagination, we can open up the mind. And then it's a self-directed journey. So hypnosis, rather than being an attempt to control people's minds, it's just the opposite. It's allowing people to experience their own mind and to do it in a very positive, creative way.
Tom and Scott, have you guys ever been hypnotized?
No. Sorry.
I tried it once, and I didn't take to it, so maybe it was the
person or the
hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
I would like to try again, though.
I know. Yeah. Now, do you think that you could actually cure medical problems with it?
I don't. Well, you know, it's a question I get asked a lot. I don't know that we're actually curing the problem as much as we are enhancing people's belief in themselves to be well. And that process creates a lot of change. I know when we've worked with people who've come in because they wanted to offset the effect of chemotherapy for cancer treatment, we're not actively going after the cure for the cancer, but we can mitigate the reaction that people will have to the chemotherapy. And we also know that because the mind controls all pain, if we have a way of accessing that so people can control their pain reaction, they can do an awful lot towards eliminating a lot of aggravating things that become physical ailments.
Wow. So and for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we've got Scott here from Stronghold School. We got Tom Spence on our board and part of our show. And myself, Kim. And we're talking with Dr. Marty Lerman. And his book is Mind Shift. Now, I mean, basically, to be hypnotized is to shift your mind, correct?
It is a form of relaxing your mind.
Right.
So we release out all of the thought process, all the messaging that's actively going on, and get your mind into a very relaxed place.
Wow. So what kind of clients have you helped? I thought that would be a huge question.
I mean, we're opening up, 25 years worth of clinical work. I've worked with folks with the more traditional kinds of things, coming in to lose weight, quit smoking, get rid of fears and phobias, to overcome public speaking fears, for test anxiety, and gotten into some other things that really, become just eye-opening kinds of experiences for people to actually offset physical problems where the symptoms actually go away.
Really? Now, I know in here you also talk about that you can restore sex drive.
Correct.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, the sex drive is something that happens in your brain. Your mind is the most active sexual organ that we have. And a lot of times when we get overstressed or we're put into negative experiences and relationships, or we're just not getting what we want in a relationship, we tend to internalize that, and by creating a negative expectation, and we fulfill it.
Really?
So if we're dealing with people who just don't value sex a whole lot, and we have a stress, condition on top of that, the sex drive will disappear pretty quickly. We're also going to have situations with men that, for whatever reason, have different kinds of issues with performance. And once they experience it once, which most men will experience in their lifetimes, if you start to internalize that as a faulting or as a negative experience beyond your control, what ends up happening is you start anticipating it in a sense that it's going to happen again and again. And you build your own expectations.
So you paint that story, right?
Exactly.
Right,
so once we get rid of the self-fulfilling prophecy and people restore themselves back into a healthy functioning, which the mind will naturally do since we control our own biologies through our mind, it becomes a pleasurable activity again, free from all the negative experience that's gotten in the problems from the past.
So are we going to find tips in your book to help us?
Oh, there's enormous numbers of things in there, yeah.
Okay, so that we can do on our own, or do we need to be hypnotized?
Quite often what I've experienced is that people need that initial direction about how to go into trance.
Okay.
So
can you hypnotize yourself, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, so is that this book is going to tell us how to do it on our own?
It's going to teach you how to take your mind out of that current conscious cognitive frame of mind where we're overanalyzing and overthinking and put it into that creative mode where intuitively you start understanding yourself differently.
Wow.
in that mental state, yes, you do your own problem solving, you can imagine things being different, you can set up goals for yourselves, as well as being able to experience life differently.
Okay. So where do we find your book?
It's in bookstores, it's online, through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's available in e-books, which is about any place where you would buy a book.
Okay.
I would hope you'd be able to find it.
Well, Marty, I think we're going to have to bring you back because we don't have enough time to really dive into this, but it sounds really interesting. I would love to have you back on.
I would love to be back with you.
Okay, you got it. Well, we are at the end of our show, and I want to thank you for being a part of our show. And that is Dr. Marty Lerman, and his book is Mind Shift, and Your Life Doesn't Have to Suck. So he's going to give you lots of tips to change it right there. Scott, I want to thank you again for being on my show, Stronghold School. Go out and check it out. It's right here in Ventura, and I think it's a great choice that we can add to helping our kids get through life. Tom, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with something to positively lift our life. And be grateful and generous with what you have, and you won't have to look for happiness. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you next week.